Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper, federal agent. We've had representatives from every single agency that you can imagine. And I've got to tell you, for the month of August, we have somebody very, very special. First Sergeant Mike Berry is with the Virginia State Police, has spent, I think I read this right, 40 years with the Virginia State Police, and he is our honoree this month. Sergeant, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about what you have done throughout those 40 years, and what was it that prompted you to reach out and become a member of the Virginia State Police in the first place?
Well, you know, I'm 44 years, so
wow.
43 years with the department.
Okay.
You know, and I'm still going strong. And, you know, back in my day, you kind of grew up, you know, wanting to be someone as a kid, you
yeah.
know. And I grew up wanting to be a police officer. And there was another thing I always wanted to do, and that was to be a scuba diver. And
okay.
so I grew up watching, you know... The Sea Hunt show, the
Lloyd
black and
Bridges?
White. Yeah,
oh,
you know it.
I love that show.
I couldn't wait for that show to start. And it was always an adventure underwater and a fight, and someone was cutting someone's air hose. And so two things I knew when I was growing up, you know, police officer, scuba diver. I never knew, you know, how it was going to work out, but those were my focuses. And so when I graduated out of high school, you know, I looked into being a police officer, but you couldn't be one. You had to be 21 to carry a gun.
Okay.
And so I had these 3 years to fill, and I was an Army brat. My dad was career military, so right out of high school, I joined the military, became a paratrooper stationed down at Fort Bragg. And I considered making that a career, but, you know, again, you know, I wanted to be a police officer scuba diver. And so I didn't know you could put the two together. I just
yeah.
kind of thought scuba was going to be this recreational sport I did, and police officer. So back then you had a 3-year tour. So after I served for my 3 years, I was 21, and I got out with the goal of becoming a police officer. So I moved back in with my parents, who lived up in Alexandria, and I just started applying for every police department around there. And
right.
One of them happened to be the state police. And then, you know, what you did then is sort of what you do now, is you go somewhere, you take a test, you take a physical test, and then you wait.
Yeah.
And so all these departments that I applied with, I would get these letters. And it was sort of like a Dear John letter. It was, you know, we regret to inform you. And it starts out, you know, right in your face.
Yeah.
We regret to
yeah.
inform you. So I was starting to, you know, wonder what I'm going to do with my life. And, you know, I looked at the want ads, you know, what kind of, I mean, I started thinking, oh my goodness. And
yeah.
and I started thinking about maybe I have to go back in the military, which I didn't mind
right.
doing. But about a year had gone by, and I'm still taking tests, still getting rejection letter. And I got a letter from the state police. And, you know, I just thought, you know, this state police, come on, you know, these podunk little counties wouldn't hire me. The state police isn't going to hire me. But I'll be darned, when I opened the letter, it said, you know, congratulations.
Yeah.
And I could not believe it. And so I came down to Richmond and met them and officially told them I wanted the job. And the way they did it back then is you reported for 1 week. And in that 1 week, they taught you some police stuff, but mainly it was all focused on qualifying with a handgun. And I had never qualified with a handgun before. And if you didn't qualify by Friday, you were gone. They let you go. And
wow.
so I struggled, but by Friday I had qualified twice. And then what they did was they would dress you up like a trooper. So you look like a trooper. The only thing different, you didn't have a metal name tag, And then they would send you out in the state somewhere to ride with a real trooper until the next academy started. And then you would come back and take the academy. And so their idea was you'd get a little experience on the road, right, and maybe see a DUI arrest or, you know, something like that. So I happened to go to, they assigned me to Fredericksburg, and I rode with an old trooper. And back then you had all these big monster troopers that, and a lot of them were Vietnam vets. And this guy was a Marine, you know, right out of Vietnam. And,
yep,
and I'm riding with him. You know, one day he just said, you know, Mike, do you scuba dive? And I went, well, yes, because in that year of waiting, I took scuba lessons.
Okay.
And I went from, you know, basic scuba to advanced scuba. I bought my own gear, and I started, you know, diving recreationally, going to, you know, different shipwrecks and,
sure,
different rock quarries.
Wow.
And then I get hired, and here I am riding with this, you know, real trooper, and out of the blue he says, do you scuba dive? And I said, well, yes, I do. He goes, you want to go scuba diving? And I said, you know, like go to a rock quarry? He goes, no, we're going to go look for guns. And I went, what? Look for guns? Why would you look for guns? And he goes, well, I'm on the state police dive team. And I about fell out of my chair. I went, what? What's a dive team? He goes, well, there's some dive teams out there, and law enforcement guys, they look for guns, they look for bodies, they look for cars.
Yep.
And he says, so you're a scuba diver? I go, yes. He goes, what certification? I said, I'm an advanced diver. Do you have your own gear? I said, yes, sir. He goes, where is it? I said, up in Alexandria. He goes, can you get it by tomorrow? I said, yes, sir. As soon as I get off, I'm going to fly home and get my stuff. And so the next day I was in Stafford County, and we were at a pond, and someone had broken into a house and stole a bunch of handguns. And they were supposed to have been thrown in this pond. And there were two sheriff department divers from Stafford, and there was two state police divers. And so they told me what they were going to do. They gave me a tank, and they put me with this other state police diver named Wayne Elam, and they told me about this search pattern, and if I found something to squeeze this diver's hand so many times, and that would communicate to him that I found something, and then I would put his hand on the guns, if that's what I found, and then he would take care of it from there. So him and I go down in this pond, total zero visibility. We're working this grid line that they had laid on the bottom. And after so many passes on this search pattern, I'll be darned, my hand hit a handgun.
Wow.
And I feel it over. I'm like, oh my God.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
God, it's a handgun. So I squeeze his hand so many times, and I take his hand, put it on top of the gun, and underwater, he's patting me on the back underwater, and he sets up a buoy, and then he brings me up to the surface, and we inflate our BCs, and he lets out a yell that Mike found a gun, and all these police officers, there were some detectives there, but the divers, everybody started yelling, way to go, way to go. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I found this gun. And I swam back to shore, and we were going to switch tanks and keep going,
right,
and look for some more. And I literally had one of these God moments where all of a sudden I knew what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life. I had no idea until that moment.
Wow.
Because I always looked at it as, you know, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a diver. I never thought you could put the two together.
Yeah.
And I had one of these moments, and I said, I'm supposed to be a state police diver. And wow, that's what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life.
A storied career. Now, you and I were joking about it, but I'm telling you the truth. When the colonel was talking about, mm-hmm, you, just laudatory, glowing sorts of things. Other members of the Virginia State Police who know exactly what you've done, mm-hmm, throughout the years, what you're doing now, they speak of you in glowing terms. But on a career advancement path, you've sacrificed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've sacrificed lieutenant or captain or whatever what was going to be in your future.
Right.
Nothing wrong at all with first sergeant. It's a pretty amazing situation that you're in. You're doing what you love. But people need to understand that. You have literally sacrificed promotional opportunities, increased salary, benefits,
absolutely,
the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I meant it when I said, you know, I know what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life. And when I came on, they did have a sergeant that worked at the academy that kind of oversaw it. So they had a sergeant position. And so when I became a sergeant, I went to the academy.
Right.
And they told me, you can stay on the dive team because we have this sergeant's position at the academy. You can do that position and you can go on missions. And so I took that position. And for the first time, you had a sergeant going out on missions. And then when I did take the first sergeant's test, and I was the only one left in the band, and I was turning down all these first sergeant slots. And then the colonel back then was a colonel named Massengill, and he found out I was turning down all these promotions. And I said, he called me up and he says, What are you doing turning down all these promotions? I said, well, I'm on a mission from God. I know you're not going to understand this, but I'm going to stay on the dive team for the rest of my career, and it's going to influence and alter my career. Wow. And he said, well, if you find a quiet area, I'll leave you on the dive team, and you could become a first sergeant.
Okay.
I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah. So the quiet area turned out to be Emporia. So I went to Emporia as a first sergeant on the dive team, and I was able, because it was so quiet and I had two buck sergeants that could run the show and an unbelievable secretary, I could be gone a lot of times, and it just kept running, and it was a blessing. And then I was getting worried because, you know, I was getting older, and, you know, I was ready to get out of Emporia, and I wish I could come back to Richmond. And then they did a study on search and rescue in the Commonwealth, and the General Assembly and the governor ended up passing this big plan that they came out with, land search and rescue. And one of them was to give the state police a first sergeant's position for search and rescue, which is land search and rescue, which I also do. My team also does that. So the search and recovery team does swift water rescue for floods. We do land search and rescues for lost people in the woods and kids and Alzheimer's patient. We also do any kind of vertical rescue, and we're also all advanced medically trained. And so we have this pretty crazy thing going called the search and recovery team, and we even have our own rescue state rescue squad within the state police, which is unheard of, you know, in the country. And so they created this new full-time first sergeant position, which moved me back to Richmond full-time, no longer working the road, because my whole career, that was about at 35 years of service. I was a trooper diver, so I was a trooper for 12 years. Then I was an academy sergeant for 10 years, but I was an academy sergeant diver. Mm-hmm. Then I got promoted to first sergeant, and I was a first sergeant for 12 years, first sergeant running an area diver. So I was juggling all these balls, and for the first time, I was focusing on nothing but the team, and what a blessing that was. So I no longer had to supervise troopers and things like that. I could just focus on the profession. And so I was able to even take it to other levels, which has been a big blessing.
Wow. Well, I thank you for what you do each and every day. The members of your team, just amazing folks. And it's the reason that Colonel Settle reached out and said, you are absolutely the person we need for this.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes, sir.
August. Him and I go way back. Way back.
Lieutenant Jam, Return of Blue Friday honor. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the gifts you're going to get.
Okay, great.
None of it's going to get you closer to retirement, but from the sounds of it, doesn't make any difference because you've got no intentions of pulling the pin anyway. So that's okay. We've got a number of lovely things. My friend, Pastor Steve Boots over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, makes these beautiful Thin Blue Line flags. He's also the lead police chaplain for the Henrico County Police Division. Wow. You're going to get one of those. My friend Tony Brewster puts on an entire golf tournament. He put it together and raises money strictly for this. So you've got $200 in gift cards from Tony and the gang. You've got an official Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, and only the winners of our honor get that. My friend Mike McTernan, who owns and operates at Prince George Towing, he's one of Jan's sons, and he paid for all of those to be made. A little envelope here that Jamie Walter, Mike Walter's wife, and his children put together. There's some gifts in there, and really a very, very heartfelt letter that... will certainly touch you. There's some Jeff Katz Show swag, and I'm hoping that will go to good use. And then one of the things that is very, very near and dear to my heart, there's a young lady in Midlothian by the name of Emily Morrissey. And Emily has CP and a number of other special challenges. And through her years in school, she, her family, her teachers realized she has an amazing talent for working with beads.
Wow.
So her family set up a business called emilysbracelets.com, and I wear my Thin Blue Line bracelet every day. And
excellent.
You'll have the opportunity to do that.
Well, I certainly appreciate, and I certainly appreciate the invite, and what an honor it is to come here on your show and have a chance to share something I love.
Well, we are all the better for having you here.
Thank you.
You take that to the bank. That is First Sergeant Mike Berry from the Virginia State Police. He is our August recipient, the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.